I will now refer to the prison situation in our country. This is a tremendous challenge that we're trying to tackle. It is possible that we might mention the following measures. On 27 December 2013, we see the substitutive alternative to sentencing to prison time. This modified previous systems. It allows for some of the sentence to be undertaken in different ways. Since this was launched, there has been increased use of this. Some 57,000 cases of this were seen in 2018. Prison work inside the prisons, there's a public policy for social insertion. This is based on cooperation and a public-private partnership. The primary goal is to promote the process of social integration. There, we've also seen our drug treatment tribunals, which allow for youth and adults to suspend their procedure while they're being treated. Lastly, as regards the measures that are being taken to improve the situation of women that have run afoul of the law and that have children, we have a program called Growing Together. Through this, mothers that are in detention can have access to services that allow them to undertake a positive role as a parent. The program is for pregnant women and those who are breastfeeding up to 2 years of age in prison. Between 2014 and 2017, the coverage of the program increased 39%, from 131 to 182 individuals. Thank you very much.